broad-based taxes. I mean, they're talking about not looking at the income tax or the sales tax or even something like the gas tax. They don't want to go there to generate significant amounts of new revenue to make investments. They're going to deal with what they have, essentially. Now, that doesn't mean you won't see some taxes. I mean, over the course of the year, you could look to see them start taxing things like Airbnb rentals and other things for small pockets of money, but nothing on the scale that we've seen in the past.
Well, hearings on Governor Baker's new budget are continuing this week. On Thursday, Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack will testify to House and Senate members. Has her office been on board with what the governor proposed for transportation spending in the next budget?
The secretary, sure. I mean, right now, what you're going to see is the lawmakers are going to go out and they're going to hear. They heard last week from the administration and from the Secretary of Administration and Finance the overview of the governor's budget. Now they're going to try and drill down into these subject areas. This week we'll hear, as you said, from transportation, also the energy and environmental folks. You'll hear some of the advocates talk about areas in the budget where they feel maybe the governor left underfunded, particularly on the environmental side. I think you'll hear from a lot of people who are worried about what has happened to spending in the environmental arena over multiple years, not just in this year's budget. But this is a chance for them to really dig into some of the line items in the budget and get a sense of how people are feeling as they develop their own plan for mid-April.
And that comes after a Boston Globe article last week, right, that the Environmental Protection Department in Massachusetts, that article at least said that that's been underfunded for many years, right?
Exactly, and that's a concern. I think that article pointed out that the number of people who work at the Department of Environmental Protection are down over the past, 5 to 10 years, and that's based on funding cuts that have built up over time. The environmentalists have been urging the governor to increase spending in this area. They've asked him to make a commitment, which the governor actually made to, over the course of his term, increase spending on the environment up to 1% of the total state budget, and they're working towards that, but they haven't quite gotten there yet. But that means less people out there to be able to do inspections and things of that nature, so certainly that'll be a topic.
Well, advocates for legalized marijuana are planning to hold a lobby day at the State House this week. They say they want lawmakers to respect the will of the people, that's their quote, who voted to legalize recreational pot in November. Lawmakers are set to make some changes to the marijuana law that was passed. Will these marijuana advocates find any members of the legislature who are on their side here when they visit the State House?
I mean, certainly they will. There were some lawmakers who did support that ballot question, but I think interesting in you quoting what they're talking about there, talking about respecting the will of the people, it really comes down to how you interpret that. Even the lawmakers who are bent on changing some aspects of the ballot law say they're going to do so while respecting the will of voters, because they believe that while that was a very long and complex ballot question with a lot of provisions, that they believe the voters were essentially voting on the principle of legalized marijuana and maybe didn't read all the way through and fully understand all the details, such as the tax rates and the amount of plants you can grow at your home. So they're willing to tinker with that while taking a look at some of those details while preserving the basic tenet of legal recreational marijuana for adult use in Massachusetts. And certainly when the Cannabis Reform Coalition and NORML come up here on Wednesday, they will find receptive ears.
Okay, well, Matt Murphy, good to talk to you.
You too.